the Minister of Finance now needs to find additional revenue streams because there's going to be a 78 billion rand shortfall, you know, with the VAT rate that's going to remain unchanged, because that is what he budgeted for in respect of additional income. Now, the question is, how is it going to cover that shortfall? Now, there's a couple of suggestions being made, and one of them is obviously looking at state expenditure, reducing that. So you will see that some of the government departments' budgets will be cut with regards to expenditure. They will probably give SARS an even stronger mandate to go after taxpayers that's non-compliant. So you'll probably see an increase in SARS verification, SARS audits, disputes, because obviously they need to ensure that every single drop of revenue that's out there is actually recovered. So those are some of the options that the minister can look at to cover that shortfall.
And what could be the potential risk then to the country's fiscal health following the decision?
Well, the risk obviously is that that shortfall is not covered. And in other words, we are going to go into a bigger budget deficit, and particularly if there's a bigger budget deficit, then debt increases. The state has to incur debt to fund that shortfall, which is not a favorable position given our grey listing that we do have. So we do not borrow at good rates. So that is problematic. However, if he does found a way to cover that shortfall, then on the long term, it will probably be in the best interest for the VAT rate to remain unchanged, because that hits the pocket of the consumer that's already under pressure with all the other economic factors out there. So I think the essential thing, and this has been mentioned quite a lot in the media by specialists, is that when you look at tax as a whole, you have the tree, which is the income-generating structure, which generates the income, and then you've got the fruit. Now, in this instance, there's only so much fruit going around. Government needs to think of methods to increase the number of trees. In other words, they need to spend money on capital infrastructure, job creation, growing the economy, making sure we export goods, that we are competitive. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of things that's going to happen in the next couple of months and years to come. So it's an interesting time from a tax perspective as well.
And can South Africa then realistically plug a 75 billion rand revenue gap without introducing new taxes or borrowing, though?
It's possible, but it's going to require some creative thinking from Treasury. But like I said, I think the first port of call would be to look at state expenditure, and specifically wasteful expenditure, where money is spent on things that's not needed. You know, there's been a big focus on the minister's cars they drive, or the number of overseas trips that politicians take, things like that. Those are going to be small things that's going to set a trend, and it's going to be all about discipline. Disciplined spending, and when you do spend money, that you spend it on the right things that generate the right outcomes.
With the fiscal framework that is approved by Parliament, how does this now go about going further, seeing that he still needs to meet up on the following week, saying that these are some of the bills that we're taking into consideration and these are the ones that we're taking out? How does then the fiscal framework work, and how does it look like?
A parliamentary process. So what will happen now? He will withdraw the bills that he has issued where the VAT increase has been mentioned, and he will basically reissue a new bill based on his new plan that he will put forward. And that plan will then have to go in front of Parliament, and that will then obviously have to be enacted at the end of the day. So it is a process. It is a formal process. However, the fact that the VAT rate increase has been withdrawn per public announcement would take care of that problem. But then obviously the other nitty-gritty details as to how and where and all of those things, that is followed by a process where the bills are put in front of the committees, the relevant committees in Parliament, and that's then passed. But given the fact that the announcement has been made before the 1st of May, that at least helps remove all the uncertainty that there was with regards to this VAT rate change.
And do you think that this decision then signals a shift in the fiscal policy direction, or is it more of a political compromise?
I think it's a bit of both, to be quite honest. There has been quite a lot of political statements being made, and some arguments, etc., in public and behind closed doors. But also from the fiscal framework perspective, it does place an emphasis now on looking at government expenditure as opposed to increasing taxes just at random. So it is a bit of both. And I would say that going forward, what this does mean is that there's a process that needs to be followed and that decisions can't just be made and pushed through anymore. Which you had previously when there was a majority government. With a government of unity, it's going to be a process where there's a little bit more discussions, a little bit more orientation of matters, which would obviously help and hopefully will be to the benefit of the SA public and to our country.